Syracuse area residents gathered at a church this Sunday for more than worship. It was the second in a three-part discussion about 400 years of inequality in Syracuse and across the nation.
How did Syracuse, which once used to be a hub for the Underground Railroad, become so unequal in its mindset?
That's Hops Memorial CME Church pastor, Reverend Bruce Burns. He hopes there can be an open discussion about how African Americans are seeing more bigotry on the national level.
Persons now feel more empowered to exercise what we would consider white supremacy. I know we live in a country where everyone's entitled to their opinions, but can we do it in a constructive way as to learn versus as to cause division and destroy?
This past weekend's dialogue also included the recent racist events at Syracuse University. Burns says faculty and staff might have regular diversity training, but students hardly get any.
The level of hatred on the student body level doesn't change because you still have persons who are coming from diverse backgrounds, who are coming together for educational purposes, but still sharing and still exercising their upbringing based upon where they come from.
At the same time, Reverend Burns wonders how students can see racial division in their 4 years on campus, while some longtime faculty cannot. The premise of 400 years of inequality goes back to when the first African slaves arrived in North America in 1619. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.